At 12:01 tomorrow morning in Cambridge, Massachusetts, the city clerk's office will begin to accept applications for marriage licenses from gay and lesbian couples. Massachusetts will become the first state to allow same-sex couples to marry legally. From member station WCAI on Cape Cod, Steve Young takes a look at what may lie ahead for the state.
The town of Wareham, Massachusetts, sits along the Atlantic coast just across the Bourne Bridge from Cape Cod. Late last week, Wareham resident Michael Smith and a few of his friends spent a morning distributing leaflets outside the town clerk's office. Smith claimed he doesn't represent any particular group, but his message was clear.
I think these guys, you know, just want this agenda because I think they're just trying to destroy marriage. You know, marriage is between a man and a woman.
Inside the Wareham town offices, town clerk Marianne Silva seemed indifferent to the leafleters out in her parking lot, but confident her office can handle whatever comes up tomorrow morning.
I anticipate business as usual. As a matter of fact, I've given my assistant the week off. So we've only had two or three inquiries. I don't expect it to be overwhelming.
Silva, like every other town clerk in the state, has been briefed on how to handle requests for marriage licenses from gay and lesbian couples. She shows off a newly designed form.
The first thing that stands out is bride and groom. It will now be Party A and Party B. The only other difference would be in the resident section is that they're now asking, if not a Massachusetts resident, I intend to reside in. And then you indicate where, you know, the state and the country.
The issue of residency may turn out to be the most immediate problem facing the new law. Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, a staunch opponent of gay marriage, has resurrected an obscure 1913 state law that says that out-of-state couples cannot be married in Massachusetts if their marriages wouldn't be recognized in their home states. Linda Hutchenrider, the head of the State Town Clerks Association, warns the law still has teeth.
Couples that are coming from out-of-state really need to know that unless they have a connection to Massachusetts, either they reside here even on a part-time basis, and or they plan to live here within a short period of time, that they should not even bother to apply.
A number of town and city clerks have said they'll issue licenses to any couples who apply, no matter where they live. In turn, Governor Romney has threatened to void marriages of out-of-state couples. Most legal analysts say that this opening skirmish is only one of many legal battles the unprecedented law will face. As if to emphasize this, gay marriage opponents gathered in Boston this past Friday night to rally against the new law. Columnist and activist Don Fader told the crowd the fault lies with activist courts.
In Massachusetts, with May the 17th looming before us, many of us feel like those at ground zero in the face of an impending nuclear attack. For better than 40 years, judges have been unmaking the Constitution. It's time for us to begin unmaking the judges.
But for gay couples, tomorrow will be a joyful day.
It feels almost as if one is being vindicated, that finally there's some recognition or acknowledgement that, you know, I'm not a freak.
Robert King has lived with his partner Tobin Wirt for 18 years in the Cape Cod town of Sandwich. Tomorrow morning, the two will go down to their town clerk's office to file for a marriage license.
Our culture many times has marginalized gay people in such a way that they forget that they're the sons and daughters and cousins and brothers and sisters of, you know, real people, that we don't just come here from out of space.
Despite the new law, a cloud of uncertainty hovers over tomorrow's ceremonies and the thousands of gay weddings expected to take place in the state by November of 2006. That's when a constitutional amendment could be placed before state voters that, if passed, could nullify all those marriages. In other words, the first state in the nation to allow same-sex couples to marry could also be the first state to take it all back. For NPR News, I'm Steve Young on Cape Cod.